is Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Why don't you have the leash a little bit here? So you write into us, and there's this thing that you've been doing, and you're kind of ranting and raving about it, and how it's you had some positive health benefits, or at least that's what you perceive them to be for you. What is that thing you've been doing?
Well, you know, I've been drinking breast milk.
Oh, this is going to sound weird, but human breast milk?
Yeah, human breast milk, like, from my own mother.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Well, there's really no other way to ask this, so, I mean, are you getting this, like, the old-fashioned way, or what?
Ew, like, okay, if you're asking if I suck on my own mother's breast, no, I don't.
So how are you getting it, then?
Okay, my mom, she recently had another child, and she's really young, and so I'm one of those rare 20-year-olds that has an infant sibling, so I tried it after a dare, and it tastes amazing. Like, I enjoyed it so much, and she's producing a lot, so I convinced her to let me start drinking it, and I've been feeling amazing. Like, I get up early every day, go work out.
That's so gross.
I don't know. I feel like Superwoman.
No, your mom, she doesn't think that that's weird at all. Like, you're drinking her breast milk that's intended for your infant sibling.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, at first, she did feel kind of weird about it. But then after she saw how it was making me feel better and, you know, I was positive and more alert and wanted to do more things, she was like, why not? You know, it's not going to kill you.
So how much of this are you drinking?
Well, like 25 to 30 ounces a day. Normally in the morning, like I'll eat a light breakfast and then a light dinner. And then, you know, she always puts a little away for me.
It sounds grody. I'm sorry. I sit here and I gag a little bit just thinking about it. Like it sounds too, like, this is normal to you?
Well, obviously. I don't know, like, obviously you shouldn't drink just anybody's milk. Like, oh, hey, lady, can I have some of your breast milk? No, like, I mean, this is my own mother. It's not, like, the first time that I've drinking her breast milk.
Have you talked to a doctor about this? I mean, it just seems, I don't know, it's breast milk.
Why would I? It's not like it's, you know, a life change or anything like that. I'm just drinking it, and I'm, while it's available, you know, I feel good, so why not?
Couldn't you just have, like, a protein shake or something? That'll give you energy.
I don't know. I honestly feel like you guys are just mocking me about it. And I'm trying to share the positives about it and how good it makes you feel. So if you have a mom that's pregnant, why not drink her breast milk?
And I don't want you to feel that way. And I'm sorry that you do feel that way. I mean, that's not what we're looking to do here. But you understand. I mean, you're a grown woman bragging about how she's drinking her mother's breast milk. I mean, that is an unusual thing to do. So people are going to react to it a certain way.
You know what? I'd just rather not be on air. If that's fine.
No, that's fine. And we understand. We do appreciate the information and your honesty and everything. Leisha? Oh, okay. Rat, you were doing some Googling and you're writing me some notes across the room here. What did you just find?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see if there was any info about benefits of adults drinking human breast milk. And this was just like 2 months ago. The newest, hottest workout recovery beverage, human breast milk.
That is so gross. Why? Drink a protein shake or something.
Where are they getting it from?
There's companies out there that do sell it. I don't know if it's women who have an abundance of it, but it goes on to say that there's a bunch of different things it's being used for. Some people are trying to use human breast milk to cure psoriasis. Others are using
it
as a...
Kardashians taught me that one.
Oh, yeah. Daily immune boosters and things like that. And they said the problem with it is there are legitimate people who are using human breast milk for reasons, but there are so many people that are fetishists.
Oh, gross.
That are just drinking it because it's what turns them on.
Generally speaking, I don't know if there is any thoughts on Alicia's little, whatever she had to say. But then additionally, any thoughts on the using it as a post-workout rejuvenation beverage? Really, thoughts on either of those two things? Maybe there's a conversation here. I honestly don't know. 237 hits, or you can text 35270 and Imagine Dragons in a few.
The Morning Playhouse.
I listen to you guys all the time.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
I will say this, if nothing else, I'm I'm going to be all kinds of educated this morning. 194, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the Morning, Zero, Rad, and Maggie. I cannot tell you how many different websites that we have pulled up here in the studio about the trend of people using breast milk as a post-workout rejuvenating beverage. Forget Gatorade. Who needs your electrolytes from that? It's not what's in you anymore. No, it's all about the breast milk. These are creepy. I can't even look at it anymore. It just creeps me out. We kind of got into this morning because Alicia, she really wanted to kind of brag, really, about this, like, what she considers to be almost a secret that she's discovered and has really been making her feel very good. Rather than try to even begin to explain it to you, if you missed it, how about I just play the bulk of the conversation?
Well, you know, I've been drinking breast milk.
This is going to sound weird, but human breast milk?
Yeah, human breast milk, like from my own mother.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Well, there's really no other way to ask this. So, are you getting this like the old-fashioned way or what?
Ew, if you're asking if I suck on my own mother's breast, no, I don't.
So how are you getting it then?
Okay, my mom, she recently had another child, and she's really young, and so I'm one of those rare 20-year-olds that has an infant sibling, so I tried it after a dare, and it tastes amazing. Like, I enjoyed it so much, and she's producing a lot, so I convinced her to let me start drinking it, and I've been feeling amazing. Like, I get up early every day, go work out. I feel like Superwoman.
No, your mom, she doesn't think that that's weird at all. Like, you're drinking her breast milk that's intended for your infant sibling.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, at first, she did feel kind of weird about it. But then after she saw how it was making me feel better and, you know, I was positive and more alert and wanted to do more things, she was like, why not? You know, it's not going to kill you.
So how much of this are you drinking?
Well, like 25 to 30 ounces a day. Normally in the morning, like I'll eat a light breakfast and then a light dinner. And then, you know, she always puts a little away for me.
It sounds grody. I'm sorry. I sit here and I gag a little bit just thinking about it. Like it sounds too, like, this is normal to you?
Well, I don't know. Like, obviously, you shouldn't drink just anybody's milk. Like, oh, hey, lady, can I have some of your breast milk? No, like, I mean, this is my own mother. It's not, like, the first time that I'm drinking her breast milk.
Have you talked to a doctor about this? I mean, it just seems, I don't know, it's breast milk.
Why would I? It's not like it's, you know, a life change or anything like that. I'm just drinking it, and I'm, while it's available, you know, I feel good, so why not?
Couldn't you just have, like, a protein shake or something? That'll give you energy.
I don't know. I honestly feel like you guys are just mocking me about it. And I'm trying to share the positives about it and how good it makes you feel. So if you have a mom that's pregnant, why not drink her breast milk?
And I don't want you to feel that way. And I'm sorry that you do feel that way. I mean, that's not what we're looking to do here. But you understand. I mean, you're a grown woman bragging about how she's drinking her mother's breast milk. I mean, that is an unusual thing to do. So people are going to react to it a certain way.
You know what? I'd just rather not be on air. If that's fine.
A couple of people raised this point in the text club, and that is essentially this, and I'll paraphrase what a few of the texts say. We drink whatever animal milk all the time. Why is it that weird she's drinking human milk from in the own family? And she has drank it before. I cannot argue that. All I know is that it is not a common thing. Most people aren't doing it. So I think you react to it a certain way. Some more of those texts, Rat.
My good friend is a workoutaholic and was talking about if she could buy her pregnant friend's breast milk. I guess you really can sell it, and it's a real thing. Somebody else says, I'm also gagging, as that's just disturbing. My main question is, what will she do when her mom dries up? How will she continue this life-changing liquid? And if people are buying it from those out there selling their overabundance, that's sad. Newborn babies whose moms can't produce need that way more than a 25-year-old who's capable of gaining other nutrients elsewhere.
What were you thinking? Hi there.
How's it going?
Hey, let's talk breast milk. What do you think?
Oh, man, she's crazy. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, man.
So you would not drink it after a hard workout, then?
Absolutely not, man. They make supplements at GNC and all that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah,
she was embarrassed about it, man. That's why she had to get off the air for it.
Yeah, well, listen, we appreciate you calling in. So, a couple things going on. Apparently, a lot of people are using a trend now is breast milk is being used as a workout recovery beverage. Would you be interested in that if given the opportunity? But then additionally, Alicia telling us this morning all about how she's really taken to drinking her mother's breast milk, and she is 25 years old. Hi.
I don't have a problem with it. I think it's, like, natural. What I'm trying to figure out is how people on the planet think that cow's milk is not disgusting.
Yeah.
Because a human being drinking cow's milk is just gross. I don't know. I just think it's more natural for a human being to drink human being milk. Mm-hmm. Does that not make sense? I don't drink cow's milk at all. I'm not an avid milk drinker, but I would probably drink breast milk. I hate to say it.
Well, listen, you raise an interesting point. I mean, it is weird that we're sucking on cow milk, probably.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. Why don't we just hang from its udders, I guess? It's just what? I don't know. Sounds a little hotter hanging from a than a udder.
I guess so. Now, is it weird that I'm thirsty for like a cold glass of milk? Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you've ever experienced. I really like me coconut milk and almond milk too.
The almond milk, yep.
Ooh, but both very good. I would actually argue I like both those probably better than your standard gallon of milk, personally. This is more of them text guys.
Let's see. Somebody is saying kind of similar point overall. What should be considered gross is adults drinking cow's milk. It's from a completely different species than us, and it was meant to grow an 80-pound calf into a 1,000-pound cow. Nobody needs milk as an adult. Calcium is found in many other foods, which is better absorbed by the human body. Another person points out, girl sounds like she has a severe case of middle child syndrome and really wants to be mommy's baby again. Also, I have heard that they also use breast milk as an anti-nausea treatment for chemotherapy patients.
2378, you can text 35270. Maybe you are a strong supporter of it, and you have some evidence and reason why. That is certainly good, too. 2378, 35270. Facebook works as well.
Good morning.
The Morning Playhouse.
What a fascinating cross-section of humanity.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I always thought we were like specimens in a human zoo.
Y94.
Generally speaking, I come to work knowing we're going to have a fun conversation or two. I certainly didn't really expect it to quite go this direction, but it did. Y94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Rad, and Maggie. So I had a woman on about 10 minutes ago here, and she's talking about how she's been feeling so rejuvenated, so high on life, better than she's ever felt, and that's because she's been drinking a good solid glass every day of her mother's breast milk at the age of 25. Now, the reason this is available is because mom recently had a little baby, is pumping anyway, it's been available. At first, mom was like, wait, what do you want to do? But has seen, I can see the effects here, positive. You seem to like it. It's been doing wonders. I'll put some aside for you, dear. So they got that going on. So she's kind of ranting and raving about the benefit she's seen personally in her life. But then Rat's doing some Googling and finds that apparently there is actually a lot of uses for breast milk. Some people are rubbing it on for some better skin, clearing up some issues there. But then additionally, it's being used as a post-workout beverage in some circles.
Move over, Gatorade.
Move over, Gatorade. Gatorade, breast milk. If we could combine the two, delish. Hi there.
That lady's story just gags me.
Doesn't seem like it's a fad that's going to catch on, does it?
I know. It's terrible. I don't know what she was thinking, but it wasn't right. Turns my stomach.
Yeah, you know, kind of hard for me to fathom, too, though. We've had a lot of people kind of defending the concept and kind of saying, you know, you're drinking cow milk. This is your mom's milk. Isn't that more normal? I guess, by all accounts, I cannot argue that. It's definitely less usual. It's less normal. Less typical, but I can't argue your logic. I can't. What do we got for text there, Rat?
Somebody in the text club wants to argue that logic. They say, so based on the argument that it's more disgusting to drink cow milk, we also eat the cows. Does that mean we should really be eating other humans?
Cannibalism.
I think it's odd that she's drinking breast milk because I personally think it tastes like spoiled milk, but to each their own. Somebody else says, people drink animal breast milk. I don't get what the big deal is. What she's drinking is what humans are technically naturally supposed to drink. The stigma against it is purely social construct. Somebody else says, no joke, I'm kind of disappointed in you guys for being so close-minded right away about something so positive and healthy. Zero, just because everybody is not doing it doesn't mean that it's wrong or gross.
Well, I will say, we appreciate all the texts and phone calls. I think that we've been pretty open to all sides of the conversation as this has gone and we've discussed it. That being said, personally, just like I'm probably never going to eat sushi again because I didn't like it, I'm probably going to go ahead and stay away from breast milk. Because while I haven't had it in many years, I suspect there's a reason I stopped drinking it.
It's kind of like those special editions of Mountain Dew.
Sure.
It's available for a limited time.
Yeah.
Typically, you don't have an abundance of breast milk available to you throughout your life. At least I hope not for your mom.
Just right. The world we live in, it's not probably as readily as available. I can't swing through the gas station on the way home and pick up a jug of breast milk. Probably.
Even if you could, I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah. No thanks.
But hey, good talk. Good talk,
breast
everybody.
Milk. It gives you wings.
Yeah. Mm. Anywho, Rihanna in a couple of minutes, your news and weather. I don't want to talk about breast milk anymore, but we do appreciate the comments.
The Morning Playhouse.
I gotta say, you are not totally horrible at this.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Stop! You're embarrassing me!
Y94.